Welcome to the Friday, September 9th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our sixth episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. If you're tuning in to our new audio podcast for the first time, welcome. Every Friday at 1 p.m., along with the Parent Square message that includes a link to this podcast, there are a few links that you do not want to miss. First, there's a link to nominate a person or a program to be featured in a future episode. And there's also a link to a trivia question that's related to the podcast, so be sure to listen carefully. Submit your answer before Sunday at midnight for a chance to win one Jeans Day for you and your team or department. The winner will be announced during next week's Briefings with Butts podcast. We'd like to congratulate this week's winner, Mr. Derek Eaton, principal at Achieve Virtual. Let's go ahead and jump right in. Earlier this week, we were thrilled to welcome our host mentors back into our buildings after a long 30-month hiatus. We do have a few spots still open for host mentors, so if you know someone who would like to volunteer 1 hour a week to help second and third graders strengthen their reading skills, please encourage them to call 988-8675. A few reminders for our staff. Our Vector Safe Schools training was due August the 31st, a week ago. If you've not completed your training, make sure to look for that email from Dr. Suggs for those instructions and the next steps to make sure that you're completing those as soon as possible. You also should have received an email reintroducing our password expiration requirements. These are safety requirements that we will all be taking to make sure that our technology and our infrastructure remains very secure. All employees will need to reset your passwords before October the 25th. If you don't change your password by October 26th, your login will expire and you will have a whole different process to go through to unlock it. Our building TAs are trained in this process and ready to assist you if you have questions. And for our certified employees, you have until October the 7th to complete your service hours action plan in TalentEd. If you'd like to receive that additional benefit during the 2023-2024 contract year. We want to thank everyone for completing our strategic planning survey. We had over 5,000, almost 5,500 surveys that were returned. Great level of participation. We look forward to using those findings to help shape the strategic plan as we continue our work. And this week, we also kicked off one of our 16 focus group interviews. Throughout September, we will be hosting these interviews with certified staff, classified staff, students, newcomers, business leaders, and parents. Also this week, we hosted our second community informational meeting for the proposed Wayne Township Transportation Center project that'll be located near Westlake Elementary School. We met with residents to discuss rezoning and details about the project. A public hearing is scheduled for September the 15th to consider our petition for rezoning related to that proposed 28-acre site. Also, if you're going to tonight's football game, you'll want to know more about our new bag policy for Ben Davis High School's campus, both inside and outside at athletic events. Approved bags will be small purses and wallets no larger than a piece of paper, an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, or a clear plastic or vinyl bag that does not exceed 12 by 6 by 12. Sounds a lot like what we see at Lucas Oil for our events with the Colts and other approved events. Non-approved bags include duffel bags, sports bags, large purses, backpacks, large diaper bags. Those are not allowed in Giant Stadium, so make sure to leave those either in your car or at home. And as always, all items will be subject to search. I'm excited today to have two guests, not one, but two guests that are going to be talking about some important information. Dr. Denisha Murph, our LAP curriculum coordinator, and William Escobar, one of our LAP parent liaisons, have joined us. Welcome.
Thank you for having us today.
It is an honor to be here, Dr. Butts.
So there's two things we want to talk about. One was this amazing event that happened last night at Ben Davis High School, our LAP family night. We had to have this virtually in the past. We were not able to have it during the pandemic, but you brought something new and innovative to this year's LAP night. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Well, LAP Family Night is a wonderful event. This is the first time we've been in person since the fall of 2019. And so the opportunity to welcome families into this space, to provide them with community resources, with opportunities to connect with their schools, to have musical performances, that was a first for us this year. It was truly a pleasure. The smiles on their faces, absolutely priceless. Did you want to add something, William?
Yes, we're also introducing our live streaming. For the first time, we're going to be sending the signal live through our YouTube channel for those families who are unable to join us for whatever reason. So that is another way that we're going to be trying to engage our parents, trying to get more engagement out of our families.
Yeah, we know this event each and every year is so well attended, and can't thank our community partners enough to be here. To make that night a rich and enjoyable experience for all of our families, all of our community members that join us at Ben Davis High School. But the added addition of having the live streaming on YouTube for parents to join even after the event's over is another added bonus, something else that you and the department are adding to help our families to adjust and to feel welcome in the MSD of Wayne Township and in Wayne Township in general. I should have started with this. What is LAP and what does our program look like?
Well, LAP stands for Language Assistance Program. Our goal is to make sure that we are servicing our English learners in the school district, supporting their families, supporting our staff to ensure that they have a culturally and linguistically responsive learning environment.
What does that mean, culturally and linguistically enriching environment?
We really want our students to know that they may be new to this country, new to our school, they may speak a different language and come from a different culture, but they are welcome to be their most authentic self when they walk into school. We want to make sure that they're able to use their language and be seen as an asset, not as a deficit. And the opportunity to be seen through that lens really enriches the learning experiences for all of our students. Our goal is to make sure that every child in Wayne Township can be a global learner, becoming a global citizen. That means they can collaborate, learn, and grow with people that come from all walks of life. And our English learners, that we now call our multilingual learners, they bring that extra special flair to everything that we do every day. We learn just as much from them as they learn from us. In the classroom, we have to make sure that they're able to know that they can see themselves in the curriculum, that they have learning experiences that really honor who they are, and that their language is seen as a value asset, and that everyone can benefit from that.
Mr. Escoval, you are one of the LAP parent liaisons. What is that role? What is your role in our district, and how do you work with our families?
Okay, so our main role is to engage specifically those international multilingual families. There are some specific ways that we do it, and one of the ways is that we try to go out there and put our faces out. Affinity is our main weapon per se. So there are many families, they see that we belong to their community, and then they are more receptive to our message, and they trust us with their needs, and they're able to put themselves in a position sometimes to make themselves vulnerable and being able to express their needs to us. So that is one way that we do it. We try to maintain a constant communication with them. So if once we engage them for the first time, once we reach them, we want to continue feeding that channel. So every month we try to do meetings with them, make that available to them, not only live at the moment, but also recorded in a recorded way through our YouTube channel. And it's been proven that is working. There are many families who come back and they listen to the recordings of those meetings to get the information that we're trying to get to them.
So one of those opportunities and that you're referencing was something that you were involved with beginning called our newcomers group. Do you want to talk a little bit about who a newcomer is and what they might expect if they attend one of those meetings?
Yes, there are many families who have, based on the DOE point of view, less than 3 years of being in the U.S. school. They have children enrolled in our school for less than 3 years. And some of those families might have more time in the country. Some of them are really brand new. And when you come to a place, when you come to a new state, a new country, you don't know what to expect, right? You don't know the law of the land, the different customs. So our main goal is trying to level the playing field, basically, making sure that they know that there is not something very different. It's basically what they already know. They just need to be themselves. That is our main message to them. You know, yes, you came to a new place, a new state, a new country, but you can continue being yourself. You know, and just let the education process go through your children and try to stay engaged with us. Just listen to what we say and try to participate in things that everybody's participating in.
Let's shift gears for a minute. We know that our Hispanic population is a large population in our district, make up over 30% of our students. And next week, we kick off Hispanic Heritage Month. Let's talk a little bit. First of all, when we think of those months that we celebrate, many different months, different groups have different months that are dedicated to making sure that we're focusing on whatever it is that we're celebrating. But Hispanic Heritage Month is not the month of September or the month of October. It actually has a very unique time frame. You want to talk a little bit about that, and what will we be doing to celebrate our Hispanic heritage during that period of time?
Yes, it's celebrated between September 15 and October 15. If that is the period when we celebrate that heritage. And interestingly enough, it is based on many Independence Days from South American and Central American cultures. Central America, they all five countries in Central America, they call September 15 their basically the Independence Day. And then we have a few more South America, and other countries will do September 16, 17. So there are many different patriotic celebrations per se. So people who, when they come to the U.S., they feel connected to their country, to their culture somehow, when the September time comes around. So for that reason, I guess someone started this celebration, and it lasts the whole month because there are many countries that they don't identify with September, but October. Oh. So trying to include those countries, and let's remember that when we talk about Hispanic population, we're talking about close to 28 different countries. Uh-huh. It's not only one, only two. We might be close to Mexico because it's a border country, but below Mexico, I mean, we have Central America and South America. They all speak Spanish, except for Brazil and Suriname, and there is another French community. But besides them, everybody else speaks Spanish. We are not exactly the same in the same way that Canada and U.S. and let's say Great Britain or Australia, you know, are not the same. We share the same English language with those countries, but we're not the same. We have different cultures. So the same thing is said about Hispanic countries. I mean, they have the Spanish language as a main common element in those cultures, but they're completely different. So when we find these students in our community, some of them might identify with specific language, with specific words, but other students maybe are not connected to those words. We are trying to create some videos, basically, to celebrate the Hispanic Heritage Month, and we're going to be playing those videos throughout the classrooms in our district.
Where might somebody also find those? Are they on a website somewhere? Will they be on a YouTube channel?
Yes, they will be part of the Equity channel, the Equity YouTube channel.
Excellent. So MSD of Wayne Township Equity channel. That's 28 countries. 28 countries that consider themselves to be Hispanic countries that we will be celebrating between September 15th and October 15th. That's a great piece of information, a great perspective for everyone to have. Thank you for that. I want to ask each of you one final question, one that I always ask our guests that are on our podcast. What's your favorite place on earth?
My favorite place on earth is any place with my family. They bring me absolute pure joy. For me, my family, they are my greatest blessings, and any place that I can be with them is the absolute best place on earth.
My favorite place is the place where I was born.
Oh.
It's a lake in El Salvador. It's called Coatepeque Lake. Beautiful.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you both for joining me, and thanks for sharing that amazing information with our listeners. Looking forward to celebrating our Hispanic Heritage Month, and had such a great time last night at LAP Family Night, and we just appreciate all that you're doing to help our families to feel welcome and to be celebrated in the MSD of Wayne Township. Coming up, our school board meeting will be on Monday, September the 13th. That begins at 6:30 p.m. Also, school board visit to Ben Davis High School on Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. And Claremont Parade, Saturday, September the 17th. Make sure to stop by and look for the board and cabinet, school board and cabinet. They'll be handing out all kinds of goodies. We're also celebrating for Appreciation Day our custodians, maintenance, mechanics, grounds, technology, application specialists, technology assistants, security officers, and our attendance officers next Wednesday, September the 15th. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next Friday for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.